Cybersecurity Awareness Month is an opportunity for us to look at the big issue of keeping our data protected and keeping our devices up to date and do so day by day because it can be a daunting task. So Consumer Protection will be releasing a tip of the day for every business day of Cybersecurity Month just to make sure consumers have that opportunity to keep pace with these quickly changing devices and all of their information being available online. So the first tip is really to take stock of your web-connected lifestyle. And what we mean by that is take a real inventory of all the devices and applications that you use in your daily lives, from your smartphone, your tablet, your desktop, but think about your smart TV and your router and your smartwatch and maybe any voice assistant devices like an Alexa that you may have in your home, and even refrigerators today can be web-enabled. And take that inventory and then consider how you're keeping all of those devices up to date as it relates to their operating systems and any antivirus software that may be needed to protect them against viruses and inadvertent connection so your information is not taken away from you. After you take that initial inventory and figure out your plan for how you'll keep everything up to date is, next you need to make sure you can keep an eye on all these devices. Know which devices connect to what things and how they do that. So your smartphone probably has a number of apps on it. So how do you keep an eye on that, and how do you keep it protected? So here we have the making sure you have a password set up on that device. So if the device becomes lost or stolen, people can't just get into your information, your valuable data, like your contacts and messages and photos without knowing your password. It would really be difficult for them to do that. And then consider your children. Take those steps to protect kids before they log on to any of that software and devices, and consider what parental controls you may want to set up, and be aware of what sites they're venturing to. We also want consumers to just take that moment to think before they act. So we talk about it regularly with a number of scams, but we want consumers to continue to ignore unsolicited emails, social media messages, and phone calls and text messages, especially those that contain links or ask you to verify or confirm information or hand out any banking information. If you don't know the legitimacy of a message and it's unsolicited, just disregard it. And this extends to government and businesses contacting you out of the blue. If you're not sure who's contacting you is legitimate, stop, take the moment, find a real phone number that you can rely on to make contact and find out why you're being contacted so you don't get faked out by some imposter trying to rip you off of your money or your identity. The final step for the week really is, if you are ready to get rid of an old device, because now you've done your inventory and you find some outdated devices in the home and it's time to get rid of them, make sure that you are wiping them clean of all your data before you donate or destroy those items. So you want to be sure to completely erase your data and reset the phone to the initial factory settings, or reset the computer, whatever the device may be, to those original factory data reset options, so all of your data gets wiped clean and you're not handing it off to some stranger. I think the only thing to add is, if consumers have questions with regards to any of the tips, certainly contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-422-7128 or go to our website at datcp.wi.gov. And we will be posting these tips on a daily basis so you can follow them on our Facebook or Twitter accounts.